The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Another advantage of Bitachon Bashem, that a person would know how to use his wealth or lack of wealth properly. Shalom Avracha. We finished the 10 advantages of a Baal Bitochen over a person who makes his money through making this false gold and silver. Now, Chavetz will give us some other things we will benefit from with our Bitochen. And Pater Hashem could be Oved Hashem, serve Hashem properly, no matter what financial state he is in. And he recognizes that every he does have or doesn't have is tailor-made for him, for his benefit and his Oved Hashem, and to be Malah his Tafkin in this world. He says if he's a person that does have wealth, so the more Bitachon Hashem he has, the easier it would be for him to use the wealth properly, to give it out with a good feeling, and for stalker for chesed, for zokas Torah. I remember once Rav told me, many years ago, they were fundraising for a mikveh, and they went to a wealthy person, and he pledged $5,000, which was a large amount at that time. And I just want to follow up with him that, you know, we need the money to continue, we're progressing with the building. And we said, yeah, I'm hoping to be able to give it. And then suddenly they hear his wife calling out to him. So he said, I have to excuse myself, go to the kitchen. They hear the wife shouting at him, how could you give away $5,000? You promised me a vacation to Hawaii. What's going to be with our vacation? Anyway, they're back and forth, back and forth. And finally he comes out and he says, you know, I just reassessed my finances and I do not have the ability to give to this worthy cause. So it's unfortunate. It's like a funny story, but it's nice in B'chol Yom about people who, they don't, suddenly when it comes to tzedakah, they don't have any, what do they call, liquid funds or funds at all. And yeah, and it's a pity because a person can live very pleasantly, and there's no reason why a person that has a lot of money shouldn't use it. But even with that, to realize the important use of his money is to do tzedakah and chesed. I'll look his Torah with that. That's the primary use. And the male, he'll take advantage of it. He'll have a pleasant life in this world, and he also won't use it in the wrong fashion. A person, on the other hand, does not have wealth. So, if he doesn't have bitachon, he's always wishing, "What if I could be a rich man? What life is like?" And Bemet Chazal say that anias, poverty does cause people to go off. I remember once speaking to Rav Kovshitz, who was an old Yerushalmi, and he told me he remembered when he was a kid. Most of the Yerushalmi kids of that time that were going off, and a lot of them went off, unfortunately, because there was such terrible poverty. It was hard for them to handle it, and they were being offered by the secular people, just join us, join the Palmach, or join this, different other groups, and we'll give you everything you need. And they couldn't stand it. They couldn't stand up against it, in other words, unfortunately. So if we don't have the right bitachon, so anias could be a cause of a person to go away from Hashem. But if it's the other way around, he says, you know.
Kol HaLashon.
If I have less daigas, I have less things to worry about, I have less responsibilities, I can live a more simple life, a more pleasant life the way it is. Now there's a story about the Chofetz Chaim. He went to some Talmidim and he said, I have to make a Hatovas Chaloyim, I had a nightmare. So they asked him, what was the nightmare? He said his nightmare was that he became wealthy. So he said, why is that a nightmare? He said, you don't know the responsibilities, the hard decisions one has to make with this, how to use it properly and how to give it to the right places. And it was just, I was terrified when I had the dream. That's the Chofetz Chaim. What's the right way to do it? The right way to do it is Sameach Bechelko, Baal Bitochen, who said, he's a really wealthy person. He's happy with what he has. If he has a lot, he realizes it's a gift from Hashem. It's not his. And he mainly uses it properly. And if he doesn't have, he realizes that's a situation that Hashem put him into. And he can look at the good, the redeeming factors of it and how in some ways life is even more pleasant the way he is. There was a Jew in Europe, maybe close to 100 years ago, was extremely wealthy, and he was famous as being a tzaddik and extremely wealthy. And he was a Talmud Chochem, and his family was a Talmud Chochem. They supported all the good moitzes properly. And they came, and the Russian government at the time was some type of whatever they did. And basically, he lost all his money. From extreme wealthy, he remained in poverty. And he decided to leave Russia because there's nothing for him to do there anymore with the new government. He moved there to Israel, and he lived the last years of his life in poverty. So they said they asked Reb Chaim Brisker at the time, hey, this person used his money so perfectly well. Why would Hashem punish him by taking it away? So Reb Chaim was one of these Baal Bitochen Tzadikim. He said on the spot, Hashem didn't punish him. Everything in life is a test, and he's saying, Hashem gave him the test of Hashiras to see if he'd use it properly, use his wealth properly. He passed the test. Once he passed the test, he doesn't need it anymore. So Hashem decided to give him another test so he'll get even to a higher madrega, like by Avram Avinu. So now he gave him the test of Anias, of poverty. That's the clear view of the early Israel. Not to get caught up with different things and decide values the way they externally seem to be. It's all in the Yisrael, everything in life is in the Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem, he was able to pass it with flying colors. The truth is, I heard once from Steinman himself, he said, this person that ended his life in poverty, they asked him at the end of his older years, he said, you know, you went through both situations, wealth and poverty, which one was a harder Yisrael for you? And he said that the harder one of the two was the wealth. So many complications that it can cause, both in one's avodas Hashem and the right picture of himself and to do things right, the responsibilities. Anyway, it doesn't make a difference. As far as we're concerned, they're equal. Wealth, poverty, or even in between. That's what life is all about, like the Mesillas Yeshayim says. It's a bunch of Nisayinus. And the Nisayin is to use everything with his mind frame, that I have received whatever I have from Hashem. I'm the good hands of Hashem. I'm the Sameach V'chelki. And I will look at my situation, a situation which is as is perfect for my growth and my goals in life. Come on, if we need things from Mitzvah Hashem, we should have things that we need, but we don't have that lack of peace of mind and that constant stress that so many people have. But peace of mind and thankful what we have with Mitzvah Hashem to use it right and to have whatever we need.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.